Online Podcast 205. Hello, hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Another show. Show. Another, whatchamacallit, In Bed With Me show. Since the boring show was so popular last week. In fact, I have a lot more comments than usual. And I just want to make sure that I'm recording. So I'm going to monitor it. I still have my binaural microphone-y. Hello? Can I hear it? I'm sorry that I'm playing with the microphone-y. Hello? Hello? Do I hear it? Yes, I do. Let's see what I hear. Sorry about the right ear. I'm messing with the microphone because it's in my ear. And how are you doing, Monday? It's snowing here again. Gosh, last week it was ice. This week it's snow. And I think, it's not snowing anymore, but it snowed last night and starting from late afternoon, then snowed all the way through this morning. And so we have about 4 to 5 inches of real inches of snow. And so, you know what? Gosh, I'm not doing anything really much. This is what I'm doing. It's Sunday really right now. So I'm going to take a drink. Sunday, so I take a drink. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm about to go to sing. I have a singing commitment at, I won't tell you where. I have a singing commitment and I'm going out to sing at 5:30 and it is right now 2:30. So I have to get the show done while I get my music prepped. So I'll be organizing my music, I'll be doing crap, but I do want to do one thing though. I'm gonna go to my podcast list here. I'm gonna go here. And I want to play a clip responding to Chef Mark's question on his own podcast called Remarkably Mark. And I was listening to it on the elliptical machine. Okay, we're not going to go in there. I was exercising. I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, so I was actually listening to this when I was doing something. And then I'll tell you why I'm not going to talk about it in March. So here's
because the Brooklyn Bridge is
here's a comment.
A stone bridge, stone construction.
Here's his
and
message.
The Manhattan Bridge is an iron bridge. It was one of the first major iron bridges.
It's his sound seeing tour in Manhattan, which I enjoy with his binaural microphones. The Queensboro Bridge, the United Street Bridge. It should be coming up that he was talking about Malaysian food and stuff. Let's see.
There's a Peking duck here. It's hanging in the window. It's
come on, it's where is
lovely.
It?
With its shiny, shiny, orangey coat.
Oh, I love Peking ducks.
They're just hanging in there, ready to go. And the ribs, oh my god, those ribs are glazed.
I know. And he's in Chinatown a bit.
This is a little store called Yummy Noodles. This is actually a gallery, like a little arcade. We'll walk through it.
Come on, Malaysian, where is this? I thought I queued it up right, but I have obviously not.
There's a Malaysian restaurant.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, look at the menu. Maybe John Ong can tell me if there's anything good here.
Yes, of course I will. Let me pull my microphone up closer.
Roti canai.
Okay.
Indian pan.
Yes, it's Indian pan-fried bread. It's actually called canai. It's spelled C, but in Malaysian, because Malay is it's completely phonetic, so C is pronounced J instead of cake, so it's actually roti canai, and it's very delicate bread. It's a dough I think it's risen dough, I'm sure. And it's made into this tiny little balls, and then it's kind of stretch out almost like pizza, but very, very thinly, like paper, tissue paper thin, and then fold all together, kind of wrap around and then deep fried it over clarified butter. It's really, really good.
And cake,
And it's served
Singapore
over
ice.
Singapore ice, I think. Is that what you say? I don't know what that is though. It must be some drinks. I don't know. Or is it the ice kacang, I wonder, which is the shaved ice with if it is sh ice kacang, it would be shaved ice with peanuts, corn, sweet corn. Yeah, I know that grosses a lot of American out. And some other goodies like was some herbal grass jelly or something. Yeah, it sounds disgusting, but it's good. And so usually the roti canai is served over with dip into curry, so it's really, really good.
Oh my God, the menu's all in Chinese.
You know what, Mark? I don't know where you are at this point, and I don't really know where the restaurant name Nyonya is. It's spelled NYONYA. I think you're at that restaurant if it's because that's close to Chinatown, and it's a very good Malaysian restaurant, and the clientele, or whatever you call the people who visit the restaurant, are mostly Asian, because they're pretty authentic.
Oh, so you know you're in Chinatown when they. Oh, wait. Here, no, they have pictures. They don't have. Let's see. Curry fish head clay
Which
pot.
I had, if you go to my Flickr, I think now you can actually go to photos dot jo no photos.onlinepodcast.com. You can actually go to my Flickr account and you can look at the photos that I took in New York. I actually had, oh, I don't think I have fish head though. Are you talking about fish head? Let me see.
Clams in Siam style.
Wait.
Let's see. Maybe John Ong can tell me if there's anything good here. Roti canai, Indian pancake, Singapore ice.
I don't know what Singapore ice is.
Oh my God, the menu's all in Chinese.
See, Mark, I think it'd be lovely if I get to walk down the street with you and go through Chinatown. Because I speak Cantonese
Oh, do you
too.
know you're in Chinatown when they. Oh, wait. Here. No, they have pictures. They don't have. Let's see. Curry fish head clay pot.
Oh, curry fish at clay pot, which I had not this last time, so I didn't take any pictures. But, well, I don't know. One of the few times that I went to New York, I actually had the curry fish it myself. It was so good for lunch, and it's not expensive.
Clams in Siam style.
Don't know what
Crab
that
in a
is.
spicy sauce. Ooh, that looks good.
Oh, that's good too. Stir fry.
Seafood tam yum clay pot.
That's good. You know what that is.
Bak kut
Okay, bak kut teh, I actually have a picture on my Flickr. If you go to photos.onlinepodcast.com, you can actually go to my Flickr account and you can actually search for bak kut teh, BAHKUTTEH. Bak kut teh, bak kut is a, it's a Hokkien dish. You know, Hokkien, Penang Hokkien, like my other podcast. What it consists of, it's a clay pot slow cook simmer soup. It's actually because it's so herbal that it's called teh, as you would imagine. Teh, tea, is a kind of tea because, well, it's not really a kind of tea, but it's just that the mixture of all the spices and all that makes it tea like, and it's actually dark in color, almost black, and then with bakut. Again, ba. We talk about that on my co on the comment, my comment on your show about meat. Ba means meat, and meat in for Chinese means pork automatically. We just relate to meat as pork because that's what we eat. And so ba gut is bone, so it's like meat bone, meaning it's the, I believe, any I don't really know what part that is. Is that ribs? Maybe it's ribs. Yeah, I think it's ribs, bakut. So that's the part of the pig that we're talking about, and that's what you make a bakut teh. I love bakut teh.
Which I don't know what that is. Steamed
Now you
tilapia in a
know.
fish bean sauce.
I actually had that dish too, the tilapia. It's so good.
And chow kway
Diao.
teow.
Cha, it's okay, cha kway diao. Cha kway diao is a very famous, known Penang dish. It's I'm sure you'll hear me talk about that on one of my future podcasts coming up when I go back to Malaysia. I will probably be doing video podcasts too, showing how the dish was made. And It is so delicious. It's a stir fry. In fact, I think later on you talk about it looking like pad thai. It is a version of pad thai. Of course, obviously, Thai food is probably more popular here, and therefore people are more known. Well, they can relate to pad thai. So it's similar to pad thai, not as sweet, but more savory and smoky almost. It's traditionally cooked with pork fat. I mean, that's like the best. I always ask for more of those. What is it? What are those things called? Crick. The crunchy bits of rendered pork fat. Oh, crackling? Crackling? I forgot what it's called.
Like it's like a noodle stir fry. It looks a little bit like pad thai with shrimp
But it's spicy.
and
It's hot.
bean sprouts, things like that. Hoi nam chicken on rice.
Hoinam, and I can actually understand the people in the back, so that's kind of distracting. They're speaking Cantonese. Hoinam gai fan or Hainan chicken rice is Hainan, as you know, is a province in China. It's an island actually, and it's from a specific region, and they make really unique and good chicken rice. And I just love that dish. It's almost it's not always grilled chicken. It's also boiled chicken. And I know it may sound gross, but it's really good. The skin, oh, so good, so smooth and delicious. And they will put it usually with a bed of cucumber, with soy sauce and sesame oil and some garlic oil, which is a garlic infused one. In fact, it's actually fried until the garlic is this minced garlic are crispy. And some sugar water. It's really good that way. And I make pretty good chicken rice also.
So, John, maybe you can explain to us what all of those dishes
Yes, I
are.
just did. Anything else?
I have a feeling that's a mix. It's a Malaysian restaurant with Chinese.
Yes, in a Malaysian restaurant, in fact, when we say Malaysian food, most of us as foreigners, well, not foreigners, but people who are outside of Malaysia now, when we think about Malaysian food, we automatically think about it is a given that Malaysian food means there's Chinese, there's Indian, there's Malay. So curry fish head, that's kind of Malay-ish. Roti canai obviously is Indian, and some other dishes like bak kut teh is typically very Chinese. And there are dishes that like the tilapia dish and what was the last one we were talking about? Like there's certain dishes that's more Malaysian. And you could hardly find that anywhere else. And there are dishes that's consumed by both, or not both, but all like Indian, Malay, and Chinese. Of course, there are with the exception of certain dishes like char kway teow, if it has pork in it, obviously the Muslim Malays wouldn't eat it, or Muslims in general, because they're Muslim Chinese also. But so they that would be the only exception. So it's lovely, and I was like, as like I said, I was in the, it was in the morning, like 6:30 in the morning, and I was exercising. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Like you, John.
Yeah,
Sorry,
I can understand
sounds
that.
gross. I'm still eating my full Hong Kong cakes.
Oh my gosh, we'll have so much fun though, Mark, don't you think? When I go to New York, we're gonna have to do this together. Last time we went to New York, I don't really know Mark yet at the time, not very well. And so, and he was working, and I was on the street, and I called him, and he was working, and I was just feel bad to want to go out and should do stuff. But this time, when I go to New York, I'm sure we'd have to do something together. And the reason why I'm rushing is because there's no reason. Let's see. I need to take a sip of drink, and I need to organize my music. But I also want to talk to you. Oh, I forgot what I was going to tell you about, though. I was having a lot of computer issue. Not computer, but my network. For some reason, I could not upload things over to my web. Do I still have that same issue here? Ugh. So annoying. For some reason, I don't know what the problem is. It just won't let me FTP my stuff over to the web. I'm still not doing it. Crap. Okay, I'm gonna write them a nasty tech support email because they haven't contacted me yet. Great. Well, anyway. So, so that was a response to Chef Mark's questions. And right now, while I maybe should I write now? I'm gonna write right now because I don't wanna have to wait. Ugh, so annoying. That's the only thing about this new server that I have is that they don't have live support. They don't have human, like immediately phone calls or whatever. You know, you have to send an email, and then that takes sometimes a day before your problem is resolved. So I'm gonna write them right now another case of okay, I can't FTP to all my sites. And I need, I'm sure this is so interesting. Why don't I pause? I'm sure Chef Mark would say, why don't you pause? Okay, I'll pause. Okay, so I'm back. several things happened. Well, I emailed the people at the website hosting place. Hey, my cutie cat, so cute.
Hey, my gosh, Jaja, so cute.
Can you hear him lick? You're so silly. You're so cute. And so as I was writing to them, it suddenly got better. So, but I didn't care. I sent it anyway. I'm just saying that it's very unstable, and it happened twice within, what, 12 hours. And so now I'm going to start organizing my music, because if I don't do it, I'm going to be late for my singing, and it's going to be awful. So let me tell you about the music that I'm doing. Precious Lord. Okay, it's a church that I'm going to sing. Well, not a churchy thingy, but the location that I'll be doing the singing is in a church. So, I don't think I have that one. And, oops, sorry. Oh, we made chili. Yesterday, Bruce and I were working together, and we, after work, we actually went out to a train shop. Bruce likes to do, and one of these days, I'm going to have to do some video or pictures or actually an audio podcast talking to him. I know some of you really enjoy listening to him, even though he doesn't care about podcasting much. And I'm going to talk to him about his project, because he's really getting at it, and he's building his train set, model train, and he seems to really like it a lot. So I'm gonna have to have him talk to us about that. And then I'm just looking at my list. Razzle Dazzle. Oh gosh, this is so awful, isn't it? Maybe I should finish this. But anyway, so we went to the train shop, and guess what I saw? I went to the train shop, and the train shop has all this little, you know, different scale train thing, and they have little people, like tiny, tiny little miniature people, for, you know, train stations and just for people in general, like, you know, street workers on the street and all that. Guess what they also have? They have whores. They do. They have like working women in all that skimpy clothing and with some tricks, and a homeless person in this little tiny little box of people, which is kind of cute. But the best one, my favorite, was, I have to scratch my ear. Sorry, it will be your left. If you're wearing your headphones wrongly, it will be your right. They also have strippers. Like, they have really tiny, I think those were probably HO scale, I believe. You know, I don't really know much about my train, but they're really tiny, tiny little people for the train set scale. I mean, train model scale people. And they're really tiny, about, I would say, maybe about 1 centimeter tall. And they have strippers, so they're all these, like, six naked women without men, obviously, because it'll probably be too small to put the penis and the hoo-ha in there. But the little tiny little person has, you know, they have blonde hair and a brunette, and they're all in this like sexy pose and with the boobies hanging out and their hoo-ha too with the vagina dot. I call it the vagina dot because it's so tiny. It's just a little tiny pubic hair, and so you can see if they have blonde hair, they also have blonde pubic hair. If they have black hair, they have black dot. I thought that was lovely, and Bruce was just like cracking up because I was so obsessed with that. So anyway, I'm doing Over the Rainbow also. Somewhere over the rainbow. I like, you know, there's several Rainbow songs that I like. I like Rainbow Connection. Do you remember that green song, Rainbow Connection? I like that one. Am I singing Blue Sky? I'm not doing Blue Sky. Oh, am I doing It Had to Be? Yes, I'm doing It Had to Be You. It had to be you. It had to be you. I'm doing that also. Satin Doll. I don't think I'm doing that in the church. Satin Doll. Old Devil Moon. Oh, every time I look at the song Old Devil Moon, I think of Devil the Eggs. This is how foodie I am. I do. Fly me to the moon. I'm not doing that one. What the world needs now is love. What a word. Do I have that song in there? Precious Lot, Vincent, Jerry, Tisha, and Rose, smoke gets in your eyes. To where you're still your chick as time goes by. Rainbow. No, I'm not doing that one. What is it? What's it gonna say? What a Wonderful World. Yes, I'm doing that. So, I know, maybe I should stop now because I don't. Well, I thought I have something else. Oh, you know what? I know that Steve, as I'm doing this recording, Steve Hoare in Swan Lake, lost his internet connection. He just sent a message to me saying that he lost his internet connection. Maybe we should call him. Should we? Should we call him? I don't know. It was so tragic last time he said that. Well, people loved it, though. Peter from Radio Shack. From, not Oh My Pot, but from the Radio Peter. Oh, what's his name? Peter Maverick. Said that, well, he commented in the Boring Is In show. I like to call it a show as whenever it's so not like a show, I like to call it a show. So Adam said something. Oh, Adam said that he has an ice storm also. Nick Thomas also commented there. Nick Thomas, I heard Nick Thomas, by the way, on Archer Radio, and I really, really like that. He's such a sweet guy. He's a very sensitive guy and very honest. And if you want an honest, open person, you should listen to his podcast. He's very open and honest, and I don't get to listen to his podcast very often. I don't get to listen to many podcasts very often lately, but if you happen to want to check that out, go to nickthomas.org and you can find out how to get to his website and listen to his podcast. And he talked about really, really personal and things that you know, I would feel very uncomfortable talking about. And he just, you know, put it out there, and I'm not comfortably, but you know, sort of stretches himself a little bit and be honest and talk about that. So I appreciate that too, and I really enjoyed your interview with Archer, by the way. And Brad from 773 podcast, correct, that's right. He said that he was supposed to get Ice Storm too. Andrew from Andrew is that Faith? No. Yes. Yes. Andrew Faith? Andrew F. From Australia commented now because I was calling him out. I was like, oh, what's his name? And I called the wrong name. Dave, I call him. Whoops. And then, oh, thanks for calling me the Fairyport Father. And then Peter Maverick also says that it was a delight being in bed with me. Peter. Like, obviously, Steve Hoare and I share a lot in common with men. You know, I'm not single, but I can still appreciate men, can't I? Bruce and I love to check our men together, but never mind, that's another time. La 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 la. So, but he says that. So he commented on there, and I just knew that Steve Hoare is just gonna love it. So immediately I informed him, Steve, that is, and so Steve also commented that you're just gonna have to go check it out. I have more comments on last week's boring show than most of my other podcasts, so you have to go check that out at onlinepodcast.com. It's on my new server now, even though it doesn't mean anything to you, but it's on my new server now. I'm very glad that I ported that over now. And oh, I want to say, I went to a friend's party on Friday, this just past Friday, last week, and it was a party celebrating his citizenship. He's been naturalized and he's now a citizen now. And it's something that I'm looking forward to also. And I would like to document that as well. So in the future, hopefully I'll be able to get to that. I know that I just have too many things to do right now. So, plus I cannot do it yet because you have to be, I believe, 5 years a citizen. Not a citizen. What is that thing called? What is that? A green card, a permanent residence before you can actually apply for citizenship. But he got his done, and I'm very glad for him and happy for him. And I also met, what? Well, I met this guy before. I'm not gonna say the name. So, and also, but especially this girl that I met over there, and she's half Malaysian and half Caucasian, and we enjoy our talk about Malaysian food. And I felt kind of awkward. Well, not awkward. I felt stupid by introducing her to my friends. Also, when I see, because I just met her, I'm so excited, and I was like talking to her about that, and she's really cool. And whenever I see another Malaysian, I was like, "Hey, this is so and oh, I almost say her name out. This is so and so, and she is half Malaysian." And I introduced that to everyone, to every other Malaysian, that way to her. Well, not Malaysian too. I introduced Bruce to her that way, or introduced her to Bruce that way. So anyway, you don't care. Oh, I need to play my outro song now too, right? So maybe I'll go back to I'm doing all this very raw. I don't know, I'm just kind of got tired of going down to the studio and sit there and properly and sing and I mean not sing and speaking to the microphone. I just kind of got tired because I just did some recordings last night with my podcast, with my other podcast listeners and the planning team. They, oh, I'm so touched by all these people helping me out. You know, I'm organized. Well, I'm organizing. I have the idea of getting together some of my listeners in Penang over Chinese New Year and actually get together and do something fun together. And obviously, I cannot do that myself. I'm over here. I kind of pitched the idea to a company, and I still need to find restaurants and all that. And finally, there's a bunch of maybe six, eight, 10 people just kind of volunteered their own time without being paid or nothing in return, really. In fact, they shell out their own money to pay for many of the things that they're doing for me and for my podcast and for all the other listeners who want to come and join. I'm very, very touched and I'm very appreciative. I know some of you listen to this as well. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. I will see what I can do when I go back. Perhaps I will maybe get you. Maybe I'll. I don't know. I have to just have to do something because I feel bad for making all of you do all this work that I'm supposed to do. And so yeah, that's what I was to say. I need to go find my outro songy, and then I can then do a closing. Oh, that was my email. Who sends me email? Let me see. Outro song. Why is it not playing? Play! Come on! This is going so well, isn't it? Oh, here you go. Well, as I usually tell you, please go to onlinepodcast.com for comments and also for pictures. I'll be posting a video podcast hopefully sometime this week of last week's storm. And I don't know if I'm good enough to actually play music from not play music. I don't know if I'm actually good enough to take some pictures from today's snowstorm. But if I am, you can check that out at photos.onlinepodcast.com. Then you'll be able to go to my Flickr page that way. And leave me a comment at my website or write me email online@gmail.com, or you can actually send me an audio comment using email or using my MyChingo message. Mark actually left me a message. I don't think I've played that yet, Mark. Whoops. Anyway, I'll try to do that another time. But thank you so much for listening. And thanks, Mark, for the inspiration of telling you more about Malaysian food. And I will perhaps talk to you another time, I guess. Right? Oh, no. I'm in the wrong song. No wonder it never ends. Oh, this is going so well. What else? Oh, yeah. Call my comment line. I haven't had a call for a while. But besides Francis. Oh, hi, Francis. Thank you for the pictures that you sent me. Francis sent me another message also. Thank you so much for the message. I will talk to you and all of you another time. And it'll be very exciting. I'm about to go back to Malaysia now. It's 14 days, 13 days, less than 2 weeks. So I'm excited. I'll talk to you another time. Bye. And don't forget to smile, ladies.